from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All right, Figgy, we've got to put you on the spot. Chris is going to put you on the spot. Listeners, I want you to channel your glory days when everything you did is 10 times better now that you're telling the story, because this just had me laughing. We're gonna hear from Bobby Slowick. I'm really looking forward to that. Probably 12-ish, 12:40 maybe. We'll get you we'll get that dialed in here and let you know when you're going to hear from him. Matt Burke, Texans are on the field. And good things happening. Looks like the offense is having another good day. We'll find out. We'll talk to Sean Pendergast live from practice here in just a little bit. So a lot to cover. Obviously, Astros. We're going to hit the Astros next about 11:40 with just some remarkable stuff that like I said earlier, is something out of a movie. But I want to play this right now. Let's have a little fun here, because if you think about it, When you're getting ready to do the show, and it's interesting to you, and it's interesting to you guys, Figgy and Chris, I think it's going to be interesting for our listeners. So the Olympics are coming to L.A. in 2028. We went through the whole thing right after the Olympics. So Dr. Dre was on a podcast, Everything Rap, and Dr. Dre was dead serious about this.
What are you trying out for? What are you going to try out for?
Archery.
And you're being serious.
I'm dead ass serious. Yeah.
Okay. So where does this come from? Where did you pick up archery?
I actually started playing around with archery in junior high, right? I stopped for a while and my son bought me a setup. I don't know if it's for my birthday or Father's Day or something like that. So I have it set up in my backyard, and I heard that qualifying for the Olympics is 77 feet and I practice at 90. Yeah, wouldn't that be interesting to go, especially with it being here in L.A. and win a gold medal. So
listen, I'm a little gullible, but I believe you. I believe that you're really going to try to do this.
Ride with me. Come on. I'll get it. I feel like I can do anything. So
that's exactly what I was about to say. I think anything you put your mind to, you probably can do if you really put your mind to.
All right. So first of all, on Dr. Dre, how old is Dr. Dre now?
He in his 50s.
Yeah.
He definitely about 50, between 50, 55, maybe.
59.
50. I didn't know he was that old.
59.
Dang,
so Dr. Dre is basically my age.
Yeah.
He's basically my age. Dead serious about archery. So I first of all on him, and then I'm going to ask you guys this, 713-572-4610. Don't be modest, or hell, be modest. I don't care. Like, at your peak of performance, with your peak expertise in your prime, what Olympic sport let's just say you could legitimately compete in, not necessarily win a medal. I'm going to get to that in a second. But Dr. Dre, I'm going to equate this to Tyreek Hill thinking that he can beat Noah Lyles. Tyreek Hill is really, really fast. We all know that. He could maybe beat him in a 40-yard dash. He couldn't beat him in anything over 60. Like, you can be really, really, really good, but you ain't an Olympian.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so Dr. Dre, I buy it. There were videos accompanying the podcast, and he's got the whole art of a big $25,000 more archery set, and he's hitting the target. He's hitting it well from whatever he said distance, 77, 90 yards, whatever. That ain't the Olympics.
Yeah, and I think the part that got me was him saying he would, I guess he learned in junior high.
Yeah.
I'm like, brother, ain't you from Compton? Ain't they doing all, like, y'all doing all that in Compton?
Ain't you from Compton?
Yeah. Like, I seen the movie. I seen the NWA movie. And you wasn't doing no archery. You weren't doing that crap
hey,
in the movie.
He said he was.
Yeah, so I
it's
got,
rough on those streets.
Hey, I got.
You
got
to have a bow.
Yeah.
You gotta, and some arrows.
I got questions about that movie now. But, no, I think, yeah, I would be intrigued to see Dr. Dre just in it.
Just try.
Yeah.
It'd be cool.
It would be amazing if he won gold. If he won gold in that sport.
Yeah.
And the Olympics is in L.A.?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be lit. I'm not even from L.A. Mm-hmm. I have no ties to L.A.
Yeah.
I would be hyped for that.
That would be really, really hot. So what's your sport? Like, I sent y'all a list of all the Olympic sports. Fencing, obviously, you know, gymnastics, basketball, squash, surfing. One came to mind for me. Now, I'm not saying, look, I'm not going to be, you know, glory days guy here. But I know I could at least compete, at least, you know, maybe not be last place with a little more training, sailing.
Mm.
I mean, I know the water. I know the winds. I know boats. I know tides. I know how to navigate in choppy waters.
That's a tough sport, man.
I know, but these are things that I've done for 50 years.
Okay.
Like, I've been on boats. I've been on some sailboats, but mostly boats. Like for 50 years, I could at least not completely, you know, embarrass myself sailing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's a tough sport, man. Okay.
Me and Mark Vandermeer, he's a real good sailor.
Really?
Oh, he's like, he used to compete.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Mark Vandermeer competed in sailing.
So would he be better than you?
Oh yeah. Cause he sails. I've done a little bit. But mostly on power boats, you know, on my fishing boats. But I know the waters, I know the winds, I know how to read them.
I feel like you'll be like that guy that competed in that swimming and just landed on his back in the water.
In the diving?
Yeah. That might be you.
Hey, if at you least I'd be there.
Yeah,
at least I'd be there. But how about this? How about Vandermeer is the captain and I'm the first?
Okay.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, we'd compete.
Oh, yeah, okay.
We'd compete. He was like he was legit good.
So you'll be like Tyrese Halliburton.
Yeah, yeah, I'll be Halliburton.
Getting the A+ and ain't do nothing on the project.
Copying off his paper. Copying off his paper. What about you? Like, don't be modest.
Yeah, so I doubt this is a sport, but this is something we did in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of had, it wasn't Olympics, but it was something like it around like the
just a competition.
Competition.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing I was really good at, and I did not want to do this crap. I'm just like, man, I'm cool. But
mm-hmm.
You ever heard of the, I guess the exercise, shoulder walking?
Oh, yeah.
Where you kind of get in the push-up position
and you walk.
You just kind of go back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
So they had me do that during gym class. And apparently I blew everybody out the water doing that. And my gym teacher kept trying to get me to compete. Like, it was a whole citywide.
A big competition, yeah.
Yeah, so he was just like, he kept begging me. I wasn't in the right mindset, man. I was a knucklehead. So I'm like, I ain't trying to do that crap. I'm trying to go home and go outside.
Yeah.
But that was one thing I probably could do if that was a sport in my heyday.
Mm-hmm.
If the Olympics was around then. I could probably compete in that, man. They told me I was a beast at that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what?
Yeah. You were a beast.
I'm just like, man, I don't care.
Hey, if it's an Olympic sport.
Yeah.
All right, Chris.
I would, back in my day.
Yeah, let's talk about the good old glory days.
Back in my day. I would do flag football and basketball 3v3.
Oh, 3-on-3. Now, there are some guys, like the Americans didn't even do well. There's some guys that just know how to play 3-on-3.
Yeah, 3-on-3 is just different, man.
Yeah.
It's just like you got
to. It's totally different.
It's
especially the way they played. The way they played it in the Olympics, it was totally different.
Because I used to play at just pickup in the hood.
Yeah.
So it's just like playing with like, they rough you up, man.
Oh, yeah.
They rough you up. They're just like, I don't call fouls, none of that stuff. So it's just like being able to use that. And, like, what I know.
And it's quick, too, and time.
3-on-3, that's a good call. What was the other one you said?
Flag football. I used to play football in high school, but I was okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like flag, I do pretty good.
We got some good answers on the text board and on the YouTube channel. A Division III quarterback said he had a strong arm. Maybe he just wasn't, like, real accurate. Or he said javelin. That's a good way to translate.
Javelin?
Javelin. That's a good way to translate one thing that you do really, really well. To another sport.
The other thing I do really well, and this has nothing to do with the Olympics or anything like that, but I'm going to bring it to around here, what I do on the daily. If editing audio quick was a sport, man, I will be Michael Phelps. Man, I'm a beast when it comes to editing audio quick. Man, I'll be having that podcast up.
You showed me.
By 2:02.
You showed me how to do it.
Yeah, the show end at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Everything be uploaded by 2:02. Everything. It got so bad to the point where I think it was about 2:30 and I didn't have it all the way up yet.
You were
yet.
Ticked off.
No, I wasn't even ticked off. I think I was in a meeting or something like that. And somebody hit me up like, hey, where's the podcast?
You're
slow
today.
I'm like, bro.
Yeah.
I'm like, some people had the podcast up like 2 or 3 hours later.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's 30 minutes after the show and y'all complaining about not the podcast not being up.
Yeah.
I'm like, dang, but I'm a beast at that, man. I edit so fast. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, I hate when people have to train with me and they see the way I edit the podcast.
Yeah.
I'll be like, look, don't even look at me. I do it extremely fast. So I don't want you to get intimidated, but I edit super fast.
Oh my gosh. Those types of sports, like, you know, not officially Olympic. I'm trying to think if there's anything I could do. The text board is blowing up on this, and somebody said field day. Okay. He was a field day warrior in elementary school. God, that was fun.
I remember them days.
That was a lot of fun.
You know what else I would do? Some fencing. Just because.
Yeah, but you'd get killed.
That little fun.
Yeah, you'd get killed. Well,
I used to take fencing classes back when I was in elementary school.
Yeah, okay.
So I was in the YMCA, and they would offer those classes, and I'd be like, sure, why not? I'd do that. So I have a little bit of.
I'd be good fencing. In pickleball.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
They got to make pickleball
an
Olympics. And I think they will. It's too popular.
Mm. What about tag?
No way.
Were you good with tag?
No way. I was too big. Like, too tall, too, you know.
I was actually good with tag because I was small and I was fast.
Yeah.
So I was good with tag.
Now, that's a sport. That's a competitive sport.
Yeah, it is.
That might be an Olympic sport. Pickleball needs to be an Olympic sport.
I think it will be.
Yeah.
It's a trendy sport right now, too.
Yeah. We were playing on vacation this summer, and I played doubles with my daughter and my wife and my sons, and I never lost with different partners. And they're like, dude, where did this come from? I said, I don't know. Like I had no idea I was good at pickleball. And like, and I was just like, it's the old hand-eye, I guess, or whatever. I don't know. I never played tennis. I did badminton.
Yeah.
I did badminton 2 semesters at A&M. Maybe it comes from there.
I tried to play tennis in high school where they actually made us play, like learn it and play.
Yeah.
I couldn't even get the ball over the net, man. Mm-hmm. I'm like, how do they do that? Like, you got to do it at the same time.
I took two courses. Yeah. I took two courses and had fun. I didn't know it would translate to pickleball.
Yeah, no, nah, that's hard.
I actually took tennis classes when I was in middle school, like during the summer. And I feel like that kind of helped me.
With the hand-eye.
Yeah, with the whole pickleball thing. Now, am I good at tennis? That's a different story.
Yeah.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.